on Wisconsin's Morning News this Monday morning. As we approach the Independence Day holiday, Eric Bilstead is on record as having said he never needs to see fireworks again.
Fireworks, schmireworks.
Not because you don't enjoy a good show, because you think there is a superior display.
While I respect and appreciate and love the fireworks.
And you will still see them.
People and all that and all that. Have no problem going to a show. Love it. I'm just saying that I've seen a lot of fireworks shows over the years, and what I haven't seen enough of yet are the drone shows. Oh, here we go. Here's what happens during drone shows, by the way. This is when you have those tiny little devices that can light up the sky. You can have hundreds of them in the air doing choreography, showing giant images, signage. They do it to music. So the first one that I saw was at the Badger football game last fall in Camp
there,
Randall.
Yep.
You were there too. That was awesome,
amazing.
Right? Saw Bucky, like huge, walking and waving and all that stuff, just lighting up the sky above Camp Randall. It was amazing. It's huge. And it was about a 10 to 12 minute show because of the battery power and whatnot. But now they've gotten to be where they're even bigger and better. And there's a big one coming to Milwaukee. It's coming to Milwaukee and it's free. In honor of the 100th anniversary of the Villa Terrace Art Museum, a free 20-minute drone show is going to take place. Yes, 20 minutes over Lake Michigan.
We're seeing more drone shows, cooler designs, and bigger drone shows.
So that's Matthew Sanker. He's with Firefly Drones. They're the ones that are going to put this up. And he said that they've been spending a lot of time on this one. This isn't just an easy walk in the park.
I will say that this is probably the most intricate show we've made to date. There's just a lot of different aspects to it, as well as just some probably the most dynamic movements and transitions between formations. So I'd say the finale is probably going to be the best part, naturally, but the whole show is absolutely worthwhile.
So this is in honor of Villa Terrace and the 100th anniversary of that art museum there. That's why they're putting this on. So you'll have iconic images that'll actually tailor to the Villa Terrace and whatnot. And that's very normal nowadays. This is what these drone shows are doing. That you can, and you can do them for so many different things. You can do them for a graduation. You can do them for other events. A graduation meaning like an actual university putting them on. So I'm quickly falling for this now. Like it seems so easy. There's a plan. You have a ton of people that work on this. So you have a huge staff of people that are doing the coding or the designing or the flying or whatnot. And I told him that, and he kind of agreed with me that this is, you know, pretty cool.
Well, it is a tough sell for fireworks when we can put people's messaging and such in the sky. But you know what? I'd still say that we're two separate displays, and there's a world where we can, have both. But I do have some excitement on how much interest there is for drone shows.
And it keeps growing.
Did you learn any more about like the complexities of putting this on? Each one of these drones obviously is not operated by an individual person,
it's
right?
All it's all coded. So not only do you have designers who are doing the artwork, so to speak, but then you also have those who are designing the choreography of it and where they move and how they pinpoint, and it's all three-dimensional. So you have a team of people doing all this. Then you have this person who's got to set up the hundreds of drones on Bradford Beach and have them all set and ready to go, batteries, and then they all go up and they do their thing, and then it's, you know, okay, next slide, so to speak, next slide, and then they do their movement. And oftentimes the actual images will move and do some different things as well, which is just so, I don't know why I think it's so cool. I did ask him a couple other questions about that.
Are you constantly like looking like the Matrix at things where you're just thinking in drone whenever you see people or figures or things that you could animate or?
I'd say, especially for the well-seasoned staff over here at Firefly, we start to see things in drone shows for sure. That's too funny. We'll see different ideas, and even small, simple things can often translate into, big picture drone show formations.
And this one will be a big one, he said. And in a couple of years, by the way, he also brought up the fact that, like, there'll likely be like opportunities to buy your own little sets of drones to do this type of thing. Kind of like a fireworks shop, you know what I
mean? Okay, sure.
You go to the
state. Are they
going to
be on the freeway? Every freeway offering?
There's still a bunch of flying robots. Maybe in the future it'll be, you can go to, your local convenience store and get a 20 drone 20 drone show system. But we're not quite there yet.
How cool would that be?
But they won't have cool names because they don't explode, like Armageddon or so
the last, yeah, right. The last thing I did ask him, though, is like, okay, what's your dream? What's your dream job? What are you hoping to do? And here's what he said.
You know what? I'd say something more patriotic is coming up. It's just in a year or two is the 250th anniversary of the United States.
Yeah.
That's going to be quite the 4th of July celebration. So just looking to be a part of, a fantastic program. And that'd definitely be my dragon I'm chasing, is just probably to put thousands of drones in the sky, the world's largest American flag or something like that.
Happy 250th, baby. That's coming. So July 10th, we'll have more details on the website later today. July 10th, in honor of the Villa Terrace Art Museum, 100th anniversary, we're going to have a 20-minute free drone show along Lake Michigan. Pretty cool. See it if you can.